as I talk to both of you, it's almost like we forget how old you are, how you can recall, and your memories are so great. What role do you think you played in living to this age? Now, you had a mother who lived to be 100, yeah. So in your DNA, it was there for you to live that long. So do you think that food and drink and exercise, what would you say helped you live
to
this?
Those things would be important, I'm sure.
Were you conscious of what you ate and exercising?
Perhaps I've become more thoughtful about what I ate than formerly. I'm sure I ate a little more meat in my younger days than I do now. But we always had vegetables. We had a vegetable garden as I grew up, and so I guess you just eat what's available.
So if somebody said, what should I do to live to be 100, as far as what you eat and so forth, you can't say that, well, I did a certain thing. You just lived a normal life.
No, I can't say it was particular.
What about you, Opal? Food that you ate, do you think it contributed to your age today?
Well, we ate just common food, you know, just mainly beans, and just a regular diet. But I did believe that the wife was responsible for the husband's health as far as food was concerned. And I tried to fix a good meal for my husband every meal. I didn't like keeping house, but I didn't mind to cook. I've had two husbands, and I always cooked them nice pies and cakes and things.
I'm sure then both of you had a balance. You had the vegetables and meat and so forth. And so
I believe that is true.
Right.
John, let me add in on that, because that's one of the questions I ask the centenarians, because I want to be one myself. The one of ours who lived to be the oldest, 115, she was full Cherokee. But I asked her what she attributed her long life to, and she said, living off of the roots of the land.
Well, that's a good answer.
So I think that's, and then other centenarians tell me that, hey, you better drink a glass of red wine every day and eat that dark chocolate.
That's all right. Good, too.
Did you ever drink wine? Alcohol was never a big issue in your life, I would imagine.
Not a big issue, but I didn't mind having a drink of alcohol.
But it didn't lead to your long life.
No.
Well, one of my granddaughters summed it up when somebody asked her why I lived so long. She said, well, she's slow, and she eats slow, and she likes lots of milk. And said, I think that's it. She loves milk better than anything. But I think I just ate a normal diet.
Let me tell you about one of our centenarians that lived to be 110. I asked her a secret. She said, I take Geritol every day. So I called the Geritol people and told them that I had this 110-year-old who attributed her long life to that. So they sent a case of it for me to distribute to the people in needs. When we got the bottle and looked at it very closely, 17% alcohol.